The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. It's a wonderful show.
Oh, yes, a wonderful day. Hi, everyone. Yes, hello.
It's not a wonderful life. That's the Christmas tale with Jimmy Stewart when he tries to kill himself. How's that a Christmas movie? The guy tries to kill himself.
Yeah. Well, it's a redemption story, Raven. That's what I think.
He tries and he fails.
And he says, you know, it's Christmas Day. Why would I kill myself?
I think what happened so much is, to be joyful is, he, for. Is he tried and succeeded. And then he's a ghost. And he's a ghost.
The movie was a dream.
No, it was him in heaven.
Hey, I've got an early recommendation. I'm going to do it now. Spirited.
What a rule breaker.
Tremendous movie.
You're a rogue. Yeah.
With Will Ferrell.
You're bringing up Christmas movies and ghosts. You know what I mean? So
no, ghosts was with Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the ads for Spirited, Feeny, or Raven?
You know what? No, but I know about it. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, it's really good.
What is it about?
I was impressed.
What is it about?
It's a modern take on Scrooge, basically.
Ugh.
So it's the best Scrooge, Bill Murray Scrooge.
But it's a comedic take, and it takes some left turns that you wouldn't expect there.
So is it better than Bill Murray Scrooged?
It's much different than Scrooged.
You know,
completely different.
I thought Scrooge.
All right, don't tell me. I'm going to watch it.
It takes the off ramp from Scrooge to, you know, Will Ferrellville.
Right. Yeah, I thought Scrooge was a lot funnier when I was younger. I don't know why now, you know, watching it years later.
No, it's good. Trust me. It's good.
Nothing holds up. You can take my word on this.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing holds up except Henny Youngman.
You know what?
Henny Youngman holds up.
We all have Christmas movies.
What about Groundhog Day?
Did you know what I watch every Christmas?
What?
Apocalypse Now. Die Hard.
Yeah, I'll be watching Die Hard this Christmas. Hey, so, you know, I saw something on Twitter the other day, actually, about Die Hard. Think about this.
On Twitter?
It is a Christmas movie. It's been confirmed.
No. This is what I'm talking about. John McClane showed up to meet his ex-wife with a gun and a shitload of ammo, and there just happened to be a terrorist attack. What was he going to do if there wasn't a terrorist attack?
Shoot his wife?
He's a cop.
He was going to fucking kill his wife.
No, man, he was allowed to fly with his gun back then.
That movie has domestic violence written all over it. He always carries a gun.
He didn't show up with a shitload of ammo. He killed the first terrorist, and then he was using machine guns. Boom. He wasn't going to kill his wife.
Still.
And anyway, you know what? Bruce Willis says it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but the screenwriter says it is. So, I mean, what are you going to
do? Of course it is. I don't know why Bruce Willis would say it isn't.
Because he's a cranky.
That pisses me off.
He's a cranky old fuck. That's why.
Pisses me off.
Did you see he's cranky or cracky?
He's a cranky old fuck.
What's a cracky old fuck?
Isn't he sick?
You'd be pissed off if your fucking wife left you for fucking Ashton Kutcher too there, buddy.
I don't know.
Not if you're Bruce Willis. You can get laid by anybody.
Yeah, why would if I was Bruce Willis, why would I care? Didn't he say he's sick recently or something?
Yeah, he's got like some sort of like the minor like dementias going on or some shit.
Does he? He's going to be getting up there anyway, right? How old is he?
Aphasia, which is a language disorder. Okay.
Oh, yeah. When you use other words for the words.
He's only 67. I thought he was a little older than that.
I didn't know the vaccine caused aphasia. Jesus, man.
So Joe.
So many things.
Hey, so did you watch Greg the Bunny, Rich?
I did, yeah. I did watch Greg the Bunny.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I watched Greg the Bunny.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Then he starts choking out.
Suck.
He starts choking. Warren Montague the Ape starts choking out the little kid for for calling him fat.
What did they say instead of racist? They were like, you're an anti-fabric American or something like that.
Yeah.
Greg the Bunny. Let me explain to the audience. Greg the Bunny is a TV show back in the early, mid 2000s.
O2,
the O2 arena. And he's a bunny. And the premise is that puppets are real. And they walk around, they live in the real world, and they have real jobs. And they, so he works. Greg the Bunny is his roommates with Seth Green. And Seth Green's father is a showrunner and some Sesame Street type show. And Greg the Bunny is the star of the show, along with Warren Montague, a Harvard trained ape, and a Shakespearean trained ape. And Count Blah, who can't stop saying Blah after. Count Iget Blah. That's Blah.
I noticed the one actor, I guess he was like supposed to be like a Mr. Rogers type or something, was played by the evil warden from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. I noticed that too. I was like, hey, it's the warden. Look at him.
What else was he in? He's in a lot of stuff, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The warden?
Yeah. Okay.
I just know him now.
Well, he was in Warden Peace.
Yeah, for sure.
He was in Warden Peace. Jesus Christ. Oh, for the love of God, Raven. His most famous role has to be the warden, right?
His name is Bob Gunton, and he was the evil Warden Norton. But let's see what else he's done.
Yes.
He's
Warden Norton?
He's known for Shawshank Redemption, Demolition Man, Patch Adams, the Daredevil television series, 24, and also
Death. Oh, that's where I saw him recently in the Daredevil show. We're watching
he was in
Daredevil.
24.
Yeah, and Desperate Housewives. Let me see. JFK, Born on the 4th of July, Patriot Games, Jennifer 8.
He's in tons of stuff.
Ace Ventura 2.
Well, but see, I just saw we're in third season of Daredevil. We're watching it for the first time. And I was, and he was in season 1 and 2, I guess. And he played Leland Owsley, who is, becomes D'Al, or his son becomes D'Al or something. I don't know if it happens in the show or not. But, yeah, I knew I recognized him from something recent I saw, but I couldn't think of what it was. But anyway, so in Greg the Bunny, so Count Blah, he has to say Blah, so they want to hip him up. And so they want him to say Count I, but he can't stop saying Blah, and he can't pronounce I. He pronounces it I-Igget. Count I-Igget Blah.
It says here he was also in I Heart Huckabees briefly. Have you ever seen I Heart Huckabees?
I think so.
Yeah,
I remember when it came out. It was like the popular. They tried to make it like a fucking hipster movie.
Jason Schwartzman hires existential detectives to figure out a coincidence for him, and it's Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin, and then Mark Wahlberg's in
it. No, I haven't seen it. I have to watch it.
Mark Wahlberg's in it as a fireman who doesn't believe in the production of oil. He's very upset about that, and he's very funny. It's very funny. It's not your typical comedy, like obviously about existential.
Well, talking about existential or holistic detectives. Do you ever watch Dirk Gently?
No.
Mm-mm.
The Holistic Detective. Oh man, it is so good. I just rewatched it. It's like first season's 8 episodes, second season's 10 episodes with Elijah Wood and a bunch of unknowns. It's amazing.
Hmm.
The guy who made it also made American Ultra. Okay. Max Landis.
Oh yes. He's a bad
guy. He did that wrestling thing, didn't he?
He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
What did he do?
He's been canceled.
What was he canceled for?
Being a shit to women, essentially.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know.
That's literally it.
They also did Mr. Right. You ever see that?
No.
With Sam Rockwell as a serial killer an assassin. That's what it is.
Accused of sexual assault by a former coworker. His abuse of women was an open secret in Hollywood. It's been withheld because him and his dad are powerful figures. Blah blah blah. That kind of
John
stuff.
Landis.
Yeah, the murderer. I mean,
Animal House
director.
I think I talked to him once on Twitter, or I put over Dirk Gently, and he responded back because, you know, he did the wrestling thing. Yeah. I guess he did some wrestling thing.
Yeah, it was actually
good.
It was very good, his little wrestling video. It was like 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, not, what is it called? Not even wrestling is not wrestling or something.
Yeah, wrestling isn't wrestling, I believe, is the name of it.
Yeah, it was good.
And what is it if it's not wrestling?
It's everything.
It's wrestling.
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's everything. It's not what you think, basically.
It isn't. But so I went to look back on my direct mentions and see what our correspondence was, and it's gone. And then I looked up, tried to look up his name, and he's off Twitter. So I guess that's why.
Yeah. Mm. Didn't he also make that really shitty movie right to Netflix for Will Smith, where his detective partner was an alien or something?
No, that was a great movie. Right.
I thought everybody hated that.
Yeah. No, it was great. Nobody watched it, though. That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you should watch that. You should watch Dirk Gently and Bright.
Bright.
And American Ultra and Mr. Right. Those four are really good. He made some really good shit.
Didn't he write World War Z? I think he did.
I don't think so.
Some director's kid wrote World War Z. We're going to find out right
now. American Ultra is about Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg. And Jesse Eisenberg is a CIA asset, but he doesn't know it. And all of a sudden, he starts displaying like serious kung fu moves and shit like that. I just remember loving the movie, though.
I like him. He's good. He delivers.
He doesn't like you.
I bet he does. Oh, by the way,
I don't think he does.
World War Z was written by Max Brooks, not Max Landis. Hmm. See that? So
same thing.
That's what I figured. Max Brooks is
anybody with the first name Max.
He's obviously the son of Mel Brooks. So there you go.
I thought he was the son of HBO Max.
He is a senior fellow at the Modern War Institute at West Point. What? What's the Modern War Institute?
Mm-hmm. That's the more recent War Institute as opposed to the old school War Institute.
I'm glad they got the Modern War Institute. Why would you train someone to fight old wars? It doesn't even make sense, you know?
Well, who knows? Everything old is new again, Joe.
Oh, yeah? You think we're going to be fighting with muskets anytime soon, Rich? Huh?
I think we're going to fight with muskrats.
Yeah.
Oh, Rich, you'll be...
Yeah, we'll fight with muskrat. The muskrat wars.
Rich, you'll be thrilled to know that I'm shopping for my AR-15. I just wanted to make sure that Rich knew that.
Oh, for the love of Christ. Why do you need that for?
To protect my wife and my house.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, okay.
And to scare trick-or-treaters.
You want to scare trick-or-treaters with an AR-15. That's
I'm just... Great.
So you're buying a gun for one day a year?
No, I'm just buying it because Rich doesn't want me to have it. So that's my only motivation.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking forward to shooting the kids in Halloween then?
No, I just want to wear it on my back and just sit out front, you know?
Like Bruce Springsteen wore his guitar?
Yeah, exactly.
And Melissa Etheridge did her version of that with her topless and her album cover?
Is that
homage to Bruce Springsteen?
Did she die? Why do I think she died?
I didn't even know she was sick.
Melissa Etheridge.
No, I don't think so. I think she just dropped out of the limelight.
You know what's weird?
And Geddy Lee got into the limelight.
I'm totally not bringing this up because Melissa Etheridge was also a lesbian, but did you see the report on Anne Hesh came out and that she wasn't all messed up when she crashed her car? They said anything that she was on was not in intoxication levels, so she wasn't all screwed up like everyone said for months.
Yeah, didn't she run into a house, though? Didn't she drive into a house or something?
Yeah, she did, going very, very fast. And turn into a fireball. That was pleasant.
Wait, did you turn into a fireball like the ones you just put in your mouth and your jawbreakers? Those kind of fireballs?
Those were good, weren't they? Thank you.
They were really good. And you couldn't bite them because they were too hard. So, like, normally when I get like something that you're supposed to suck on, like a lifesaver or a dick, I usually just bite into it because, you know, I have no patience.
Yeah.
I want to bite into it. And those jawbreakers you couldn't bite into, so you had to suck on them.
Yeah, you wanted it to explode in your mouth as quickly as possible. I think that's what you're saying. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What about crybabies? They were tremendous.
Crybabies?
Yeah, they were like the sour gumballs, but they were soft, so you could chew them. Did very serious.
No idea.
Did very serious damage to my molars, I'm sure. What about warheads? Remember warheads?
No. What about them?
I don't know. They were good. We're talking about candy here.
What about a molar? What about molars? Did you meet the mole man when you got your molars?
I haven't met the mole man, but I need to meet the dentist for sure. I'm going to need some repairs. I don't I don't want to go. When's the last time you guys went?
Why not?
When's the last time you guys went to the dentist?
Last week.
Yeah. Oh, it's been too long.
Yeah, dude. I think.
Yeah, no, I've been a regular. Once you get to a certain age, you become a regular, semi-regular. Like every year, you got cavities and you got fillings and root canals.
I think I was traumatized when I was a kid, and now, like, I don't want to go unless, like, you got to put me under. I don't want to be awake while you're.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
No, it's not even better. No, dentistry has improved so much that, like, you don't even feel when they stick the shot in your mouth.
Really?
What they do is they stick a little numbing agent on there on a toothbrush, on a toothpick. I mean, on a Q-tip, and they rub it on your, you know, I'd say to your roof of your mouth. The only problem that sucks is when you get the roof of your mouth into the hard part. When they, that's the only part that's kind of annoying. But when they shoot, when they do it into your jaw, I mean, into your cheek, you know, to numb you, doesn't hurt at all. Piece of cake.
I think my dentist.
And they first they give you, and they first they give you one numbing agent. They give you the stuff you rub on with the Q-tip.
And then they give you the then you, needle.
Then they give you a quick shot. Mm-hmm. Then they give you, then that numbs it even more. And then they give you the real shot.
Right. Mm.
It doesn't even, it's nothing. It's so, that so.
Sounds,
that
sounds a lot better than when I was younger. And the only way, you know, they would just go, hey, does this hurt with the big hook? And they would just stab you in your molar and be like, oh, that's a cavity. Does this hurt? Stab.
Can you feel that?
Dentistry has advanced. Ugh. Dentistry has advanced.
I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I've got a ton of root canals and a ton of what do they call it? Crowns. And I'm telling you, it's not bad at all.
I was traumatized having teeth pulled when I was a kid. I remember, you're just going to feel some pressure. Like, I felt way more pressure. Then the teeth flew out, and I remember seeing, like, a geyser of blood.
Why'd they pull your teeth out?
Because I had to get braces.
So why would they pull your teeth out?
Dental plan.
To make the braces fit. Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan.
Lisa. Seriously, why would you pull a tooth, though?
No, because my mouth was crowded. I had too many teeth, or they were not coming in right, so they had to yank a few so they could put the braces in.
Like a cone head?
Do you know that
the cone heads had...
Do you know that they discovered it back in the day? They discovered a giant body, like giants, like 7, 8, 10 feet tall, red-haired giants. Like, they've been discovered all in a bunch of places. And some of them have two rows of teeth.
Oh, yeah?
Think about that. That's kind of creepy.
What does the fact that they're red-haired have to do with it?
Because they happen to be red. Most of the giants that they found, there, a lot of the giants they found, like, in Lovelock Canyon are redheads.
You're saying that they're red-headed giants. I've never heard of such a thing.
I read...
Look up red-headed giants in Lovelock Canyon.
I read recently that Andre the Giant never...
Where's that?
...brushed his teeth. I don't know if anyone had heard that.
Andre never brushed his teeth?
That's what I heard. That's what I read.
I wonder how big his teeth were.
Pretty big. Like a gator.
Like a gator with Burt Reynolds, starring Burt Reynolds.
Who wins in a fight?
Red Headed Moonshiner.
Lovelock Cave. They had 1911.
Yeah.
They found them. Where is Lovelock Cave?
In Lovelock, Utah, I think.
Nevada.
Like. That's what I said.
That explains it. That's where all the aliens go.
Same thing. Yeah.
They're next door neighbors. Utah and Nevada are next door neighbors.
Yeah, they are.
Have you guys ever seen an alien? Anything you believe that was an alien spacecraft or anything?
Yes.
Really?
You have?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
I was looking up at the sky when I walk on my dog, and I saw the and I was looking at it, something that looked so bright. I'm like, that's got to be a ship, you know, or something, because it was too bright to be a star. And then I realized it was probably Venus. But then one of the little stars, there was, because it was one of those nights where you could see like 15, 20 stars in the sky. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not a night where it was so bright you could see. So, you know, you had 100 stars. You said like 15, 20 stars. And one of the stars just started moving. And then it moved about, like, you know, from, you know, 50 yards in from where, like, to there, but it's probably, like, you know, way longer in space, you know what I mean? But it, you know, it looks like 50 yards across the sky, and then it stopped again.
How do you know it wasn't some kind of spacecraft?
Like
a NASA thing.
Because they're not bright enough to be seen.
How come nobody comes out with the aliens experimenting on me stories anymore? You think they found out what they needed to know and they don't do it anymore?
No,
you heard it from King Kodos. They've reached the limits of what the anal probing can do.
That's what I think. All those stories came out in the 60s, 70s, and 80s about, they took me on.
Cartman got anal probed.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he had a giant satellite in his ass. What about that guy Travis from Fire in the Sky? You ever see that?
What about him?
Well, he was abducted.
Who'd he ever beat?
Well, he escaped from the aliens. I think he kicked one in the face.
I didn't even know he was sick.
That doesn't make... He's alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
But do you just think he is?
You know, Christie Alley passed away.
She did.
Oh, yeah. And so did Kirstie Alley, too.
Did I say Christie? Yeah, whatever. I'm not saying...
They both did.
Kirstie's not a name. It's Christie. Ridiculous.
What do you mean it's not a name?
It's not a name. Stop spelling names.
How is that not a name?
Christie's a name.
She was
Kirsty.
She was a Scientologist. That's why.
Oh, well, whatever. Jerk then.
I wonder why she was a Scientologist. Like, I know why John Travolta and Tom Cruise were, because they had blackmail photos of them being gay.
She probably got it. She probably got into it through Travolta because they were in Look Who's Talking together.
Yeah, how about the fact that Bruce Willis and John Travolta, before Pulp Fiction, were in Look Who's Talking together.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely two opposite ends of the spectrum.
And how about the fact I was watching Cougar Town? We've been watching the Cougar Town and with Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston was on a couple episodes. And I'm like, hey, they were friends together. And Selena's like, yeah, you moron. Lisa Kudrow was on an episode before. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's on Friends, too. I totally forgot.
You think if you were in Brad Pitt's position, you would leave Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
Really? Why?
I think
originally, yeah.
I got
to
go.
But then I would go back to her.
Yeah, I got to go Team Aniston on that one.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
But they're divorced.
Looks great, doesn't she?
Pitt and Jolie.
Actually, I always thought she was hot, but...
Pitt and Jolie.
So I would, if I was Brad Pitt, I would have hit up Helen Mirren before she got too old.
Do you know Mike Tyson caught Brad Pitt in bed with Robin Gibbons?
No.
Nah.
Look it up.
I don't believe
that's
it.
A truth. No, Brad, look it up.
There's no way. Brad Pitt would be a walking pile of mush if that happened.
I'm telling you. Look.
No, Brad Pitt, not his character in Snatch, would have beat up Mike Tyson.
Yeah, or Fight Club.
No, not Fight Club. Just Snatch.
Tyler Durden.
So where'd you read that at, Feeney?
The Brad Pitt, Robin Gibbons story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson told it.
I don't believe it.
He told it on a podcast more than once. I think Brad Pitt has confirmed it as well.
So what happened? Did he beat him up?
Yeah.
No, I think he ran out terrified and, like, you know, probably started smashing things. But he didn't do anything to him.
Did he go Tyson smash?
Probably.
That's what Mike Tyson should have said, Tyson smash.
Smash.
Like Hulk smash.
Rich, quick, do a Mike Tyson impersonation.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Why don't you do one?
Because I want to hear you do it.
Why do you want me to do that?
Because I think you do a good one.
What if I said it's a Dredrick Tatum impersonation instead?
It's the same thing. Same thing.
Ooh.
Well, I can't wait to
make orphans. I can't wait to...
He seems like a nice man, and I can't wait to beat him up on Saturday night.
I'm going
to
make orphans of his children.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Homer Simpson's a great man, and I'm going to make orphans of his children. Next question.
I read...
Hey, I watched the first two episodes of that Teddy Hart thing.
Yeah, well, that's, you know...
You guys are such wrestling marks.
What'd you think? I mean, Jesus.
I honestly felt like I wanted to take a shower after watching it. I haven't watched the third one yet.
Taking a shower in a while? Wow.
I seriously, man. Like I knew he was a piece of work, but
yeah.
So was it a documentary he made or
no?
This guy followed him around for 10 years or whatever.
The filmmaker originally wanted to make like a reality show. Hey, here's the crazy wrestler with the bedazzled car and he raises cats and he's trying to make a comeback and it just didn't turn out that way and you know it eventually turned into this scandalous murder mystery, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. They still haven't found Samantha Fiddler.
They're never gonna find her.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah.
No. She's probably in a swamp somewhere in Florida.
Or no.
So Rome burned while Samantha fiddled?
Yes. I think she's in another country. That's what I think.
Like Canada?
Under a witness protection program?
No, I think it was the dreaded sex slavery.
You think so?
Trafficking, if you will. That's what. That's. I have no.
You don't think she's dead? I think she's dead.
Rich, I have no basis for that theory at all. That's just what I think. You know, I just think that's
probably better off dead than being a sex trafficker, being sex trafficked.
That's the thing with Florida is the great place to kill people. You just throw them in the swamp.
Yeah, well, she wasn't around the most savory characters either. So.
No.
Not that that's any.
It's it's a pretty disturbing thing, though. Like have you watched it? You haven't seen it, have you?
Me?
Either of you guys?
No, I watched it. I watched it.
No.
Were you disturbed?
Of course I was. I haven't been around Teddy as much as either of you guys, but I've been around him. I've had phone conversations with him. I wouldn't say I know him, but I've interacted with him. You know, of course.
The funny thing is, like, when in the beginning, when they're like, oh, hey, Teddy, give me a quick soundbite. He talks for like an hour. You know what I mean? And like, one of the funny things is, like, he'll be talking and then they just kind of fade the audio and he's still talking. I'm like, yeah, that's like every conversation I've had with that guy.
Absolutely.
You listen for like the first 30 seconds.
Wow.
Like,
why are you being so mean, Rich? Why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean. Have you ever tried to have a conversation with Teddy Hart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't talk as much with Raven. He wanted to listen. Maybe he was sitting under the learning tree.
You know? His buddy Jack
Evans.
Jack Evans, that's right. Jack Evans told me I was his favorite wrestler of all time.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he seems cool.
You know, I mean,
first time I saw him work, first time I met him was I forget what the show, maybe the MLW, I don't know. But they went like super long and I gave a bunch of shit. And then Teddy goes, you're his favorite wrestler. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt terrible.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to sit here and be judgy of somebody else's lifestyle. You know, Teddy was never, he was fine to me, never treated me bad, you know, in the limited interactions I had. But good God, it does not paint a very flattering picture, does it?
Yeah. And indie companies are still booking him.
I know.
I think somebody in New York, maybe that I saw him on a poster.
Controversy equals cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this isn't.
Isn't that the name of somebody's book?
It's not good controversy.
Bischoff.
What?
That's Bischoff's book. That's Bischoff's.
I know. I heard that. I know. I heard that term before.
You should go ahead and read his second book, Rich. I think you'd enjoy it.
Why are you guys such marks? For wrestling?
It's fake.
You know it's fake.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a mark for.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm a mark.
You mean it's not a legitimate athletic sporting competition?
No, it is. I was just kidding.
Much like I like older music and stuff, I'm a mark for your time period. I'll put it on if I kind of have to review it on Conan's show when I and sometimes.
I used to be a huge mark for wrestling. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not taking offense. I'm a giant mark for that time period. And I think a lot of people are. That's why Conrad's shows are so successful.
Yeah.
Usually talking about the, you know, 85 to 2005 or whatever, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
85 to 2005.
I think that's stretching it a little. Obviously, the real boom, the two boom periods were like 84 to 88 and 96 to 2001, I guess. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 02, somewhere around there, yeah.
Well, 2001 was a space odyssey.
For sure.
That's true.
I have to pee.
You do?
I'm going to hold it in, though, as long as I can.
So why don't we could just pause and go pee?
Nope, I'm going to hold it in.
I actually.
That's what I'm doing for a challenge. Today's challenge is the pee-pee challenge. Not to go pee-pee in your pants.
Since I mentioned.
Why do they call it pee-pee?
It stands for penis.
Yeah.
Pee. Why do they call it pee?
Don't know.
Or Pepe Le Pee. Pee-pee Le. Oh, I heard Max Landis is doing a Pepe Le Pew movie. I think I read that somewhere.
Of course he is. Pepe Le Pew is a known groper, you know?
Did you know that Max Brooks, the World War Z guy writer, his dad's Mel Brooks?
Uh-huh.
You knew that?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked to Rufini when he was saying it earlier. Yeah, no, it is true.
No.
There's been a lot of talking over me this week. Is there something wrong with my volume? You guys don't hear me?
What?
We just don't pay attention, Joe.
Forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, you right wing.
We since I mentioned Conrad before, I'd like to say that I spoke with his dad today.
Conrad's dad
at his mortgage company. Yeah, because believe it or not, Raven, I've been on the show like what 3-4 years, and I've been trying to buy this damn house the whole time. You've always
Wait, hold on. We've been on the air for 3 or 4 years.
I've been with you guys for over 4 years. Yeah,
it's gonna be like 3 years.
Did I start?
Is it 4 years already?
I don't know if I started in 2018 or 2019 with you guys. I think it might.
Yeah, how long have we been doing this?
It might have been 2019, 3.5 years, I think.
How long has the show been on the air?
Let me get your see what your first episode is here, but it's probably 2016. You probably started the show. I'm guessing that's when all the Jericho stuff started.
So 6 years.
Yep. See, you don't number your episodes though. You're never gonna know if you did like, hey, it's the 100th episode, or it's March 20.
No,
wait, that's not right. It says March 2017. Is that right? Your first episode was with Billy Corgan.
No.
All right, so you're missing some episodes.
Yeah, probably.
And let's see. Raven and Busby still active in April 2018. So it must have been 2019 when I started, and Rich too. Yeah, because 2018.
It was Christmas time, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't know.
Let's see. I was already on.
Wait.
Yeah, I was already on in May.
You were only on for, it's only me and Rich for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
New co-host debut.
Yeah, we ended.
New co-host debuts April 22nd, 2019. And then by May 6th, I think I'm on. Maybe not. Maybe it's May 3rd.
So 3 years, 3.5 years.
Okay.
That's way too long.
Yeah, you guys did three. You guys did 2 weeks. And then I was on.
Thank God, too.
Yeah, we needed an idiot antagonist.
Yeah. It was destiny, Rich. It just so happened that at the time Raven was thinking about another co-host, I finally managed to nag him into doing my former podcast. And we had a good interview.
Chemistry.
I think we had a good chemistry. Yeah, Raven enjoyed that I didn't ask the typical stupid shitty questions, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he asked me atypical stupid idiot questions.
Yeah. So, there we go. And it's allowed me to expand my platforms and knowledge and persona. And
all because of me putting you on this show.
Yeah.
You owe me your career, Feeny.
That's what Conan said.
Not that I want it. Not that I want to have it, but
Conan takes credit and blame for everything. So.
Yeah, Conan should actually take credit for it. Oh, wait, did I have you on as a co-host before Feeny?
No,
Conan?
I was already with those guys like 2 years. Something like that.
So basically, so you were with me, and then you start with Conan 2 years later.
If that's how you want to look at it, yeah. he's doing a little bit better. Conan was having a rough run for a little bit there. But
oh, what's going on with him?
He's doing okay.
He needs a kidney transplant.
Jesus.
So he was running ragged for a few weeks. You could just tell, you know. But he was better the other day, you know. So he says he's
good. Tom, give him my best. Give him my best.
He started dialysis, so that I don't think he wanted to do it. Like nobody ever wants to. But when he finally did it, he felt such a relief and stuff after, and felt better. That I think he's gonna stick with it until he can get a transplant. You know, so that's good.
Mm.
Did he just have the bad luck of the draw with the kidneys, or
it? I think they only last like 10 to 12 years or something like that when you get a transplant. So his time was running out.
Oh, it's the same kidney?
From when he had a transplant, you know, 12, 15 years ago, whatever it was, yeah.
So wait, so does he have two kidneys or one?
I think he has two. And yeah, it's the transplant one that has to be swapped, if you will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can live on one kidney though, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he, you know, he would still travel to shows, and he was telling a story about he left a show in Tijuana, and he had to walk across this bridge to get to his ride, and it was like snowing and raining, and like he's tough, man. But
he's tough as hell.
He was overdoing it, you know.
Yeah, he's tough as hell. I mean, I couldn't. Imagine trying to having to live with the fact that you need a new kidney and you don't know where you're going to get one.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, it's over your head. Yeah.
But okay, so wait, here's a question. If you have a kidney, if you have one kidney, and you're going to get, somebody else is going to give you their kidney, well, then they're going to have one and you're going to have two. How's that work? So maybe you have to have no kidneys when they give you, or one bad kidney and no good ones when they give you, when you get a transplant.
I have no idea, and I should know more, because being that my mom was diabetic, but she wasn't eligible for a transplant, so I never broached that subject, unfortunately.
Why wasn't she eligible?
I think it just had to do with her health, and you know, she was overweight, stuff like that. I just don't think they never even pushed that with us. It was just like, hey, you're on dialysis now. So.
Yeah, I keep getting, I used to give blood every month, you know, because I needed to, I forget what it's called, but I produced too much blood. Hmm. And so I would give blood every month to, and so now I'm like, now I stop because now I'm anemic somehow, mm-hmm. which is weird. So I'm, and because also I did the knee replacement, so I stopped giving blood. And man, they bugged the shit out of you, huh. The Red Cross.
Oh, if you're a usual donor and you stop, they come after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I feel bad, but I'm like, I can't, you know.
That's like if you ever express interest in the military and stop by a recruiter's office, they're gonna hound you for sure.
Oh, no, it's every 2 months you give blood, not every month.
Yeah.
You can give it every 56 days or some shit.
Mm. What about plasma? Can you? That's two different things, right?
Yeah, plasma. You get your plasma back, or some, or you get your red blood cells back, or something. I forget. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
I want to be a sperm donor, but my wife's not. She's not allowed. I'm not kidding. You know,
really?
I'll get emails and stuff, and they're like, "Yeah, you'll get paid and this and that."
Why do you want to do? Okay, I see. I wouldn't want a kid of mine out there growing without my knowledge. You know,
it doesn't bother me, doesn't affect me.
You don't care?
Nah, I wouldn't care.
You don't care? The kid gets raised in a cult.
Well, I don't know. Adoption.
Like a couple of degenerate, you know, cult members. Go and fake themselves as being upstanding members of the community and get a sperm donation, and it turns out that they're sex trafficking their kid, and it's your kid, half yours.
That sounds very outlandish. I don't believe that would happen.
That sounds like Max Landis.
Outlandis, yeah.
Oh. Anyway. I have to pee.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know if I can make another 20 minutes.
I don't know.
We can divert things into the Rich and Feeney show for fun.
No, but if I get up to go, I'm not coming back.
You're not coming back.
You're done. That's the end of it. Huh? should I tell you about what I did on Sunday?
What'd you do on Sunday?
I saw Morrissey. He actually showed up.
Did anybody hang the DJ?
I told you.
Nobody hung the DJ, but Morrissey actually he made his date. He canceled a bunch of shows last week, but he did the Boston show.
Good.
How many shows he canceled? What do you have? The flu?
Who knows? There's actually a website that lists every date that Morrissey has canceled.
It's a lot, huh?
It's actually really interesting, and it'll do the percentages for each tour, like based on how many dates he had booked and how many he canceled, and like he's always up at like 40-something% for dates canceled, which is just fucking insane.
What kind of crowds? The like size of the crowds does he draw?
I saw him at the. What's the name of it? The MGM Fenway or whatever. It's a new venue, probably about a 3,000 seat venue. I'd say there were probably, I don't know, 2,500 people there.
Right. Now, what kind of people go to see a Morrissey show?
It was mostly older.
Like, would you say? Would you say like cowboys? Cowboys?
I'm completely right. It's a 5,000 seat venue, so there were probably about 4,000 people. It wasn't sold out. They're
so
probably
you're saying cowboys or people in lingerie.
I think it was probably
igloos.
It was probably comprised of a high percentage of antisocial cutters, is what I would probably guess. You know, you agree with that?
Why are we talking about cutter? It's guitar.
Antisocial cutters. What?
Yeah, cutters.
I was there. Am I antisocial?
Yes, I saw very much.
Okay, well, you're right. Yes, you're right. Good point.
I saw some scars on your shoulder. They kind of looked, they resembled like maybe you had been self-mutilating. I'm not sure, though.
I wouldn't say that there weren't a lot of, there were a few kids there, but not a lot. It was mostly older
kids.
And,
by kids, like 6-year-olds?
10 to 12-year-olds, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't see the...
There was a young girl sitting behind us.
I don't. So you're saying like utes.
I don't see utes.
There weren't a whole lot of utes there.
I don't see that there's much market for, you know, under 30 year-old Morrissey fans. I just don't see that, you know.
Yeah.
But
so you're saying most people were old. To me, old is 70.
I'd say the average age for the crowd is probably
42.
Yeah, probably right around there.
LGBT 42s.
Yeah, it's very LGBTQ friendly for sure.
Did you see in the news?
What's the Q stand for? Queef.
Yes.
Yeah, queefers need their own designation. Did you see? Mm-hmm. Did you see in the news that Axl Rose? At the end of every show, he tosses his microphone into the crowd, but it just so happens that in Australia, he whacked a lady in the face with it.
Did he?
Very controversial.
So hang on. So wait a minute. Do they have to give the microphone back?
No.
Are people starting to bring like baseball gloves to the show?
Well, he's not.
trying to catch a foul ball.
He's not. Yeah. He's not going to do it anymore because this lady claimed she was hit in the face.
So wait a minute. People would literally go home with like a Shure SM58.
Yeah.
A sadomasochistic 58?
Every show at the end of Paradise City, he tossed the microphone to the crowd, and now we don't get to do that anymore because a lady claims she was smashed in the face with one, which there's no footage of.
Yeah.
What is a pair of dice city?
Pair of dice city? That's where they're, you know.
Is that two Andrew Clay's?
No, it's like when you're playing dice up against the wall, all up and down the block.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And you get a pair, like two fives?
Two fives, that's they're $5 up. No, I've never played.
That's five the hard way.
That is five the hard way. I never played craps.
Hey, did you watch the UFC last weekend?
No, I'm on one of those streets where I'm not paying attention, really.
Oh, man. This is actually 2 weeks ago when you listened to this podcast. But Stephen Wonderboy Thompson and Kevin Holland had a unbelievable fight of the year quality fight.
A Donnybrook?
It was unbelievable.
Nice.
And you had to see it. It's really worth going back and watching it.
Yeah. I'll,
that's what I have to say.
I'll get into it again. I run hot and cold.
And I got my bets already placed for the pay-per-view this weekend.
Let me look at this. Oh, yeah, I should bet on this. I bet Magomed wins the main event. I bet Pim.
Who?
Magomed Ankalaev.
Ankalaev.
Yeah, he's going to win. Paddy Pimblett's going to win. Let's see. Darren Till's going to lose. Glover. Oh, no, that fight got canceled. Okay. Well, that's my three picks so far.
I think you're pretty much right on them, but I'm still betting on Blachowicz and Darren Till because I want to bet on people I want to win.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, I predicted that... Kayla Harrison would lose.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody predicted that. I predicted it. I even bet against Kayla Harrison.
And you nailed it. Boom.
No, because I picked it wrong. It went to a decision, and I picked it in rounds. I covered all five rounds,
that's
and I'm like, there's no way this is going to a finish. I'll just bet by the rounds. And, I got, but at least I predicted it. But she was like Kayla Harrison. She lost.
Yeah,
but you know she is right.
No,
I recognize the name, but I can't picture her.
She's the one who was 15-0. She's like she was the two-time gold medalist in judo, the highest rated judoku in American history.
Better than
the only one to win a gold medal in the Olympics and won it twice.
Better than Ronda.
Yeah, Ron only won silver once.
What a loser.
Yeah. Who'd she ever beat?
Well, since this will air the Monday prior, Raven, you will be in Philadelphia on Saturday, huh?
Richard Pryor?
I wish Richard Pryor would be there.
Hmm.
He is. Yeah, are you going to be there, Feeney?
Yeah, I was going to say, want me to swing by during...
What date is this we're talking about?
Next Saturday, or well, on when the show airs, it'll be this coming Saturday. I believe it's the 17th, maybe, or something like that.
Hmm.
18th, let me see. And I'll be doing one of Feinstein's...
conventions?
Online video, online, no, but I'll also be doing the online auction on the Friday the 16th. So look for that, people.
Yeah, I was going
to buy some Raven crap. I'm going to sell some Ringworn merch.
I was going to say, I could swing by and bring you a nice cheesesteak again if you want it, and then I'll just...
Yeah, I don't need the cheese. Just lettuce and tomato.
Steak, lettuce, tomato. Boom.
And ketchup.
All right, I'll do that.
See, I don't mind cheese if there's ketchup, but if there's no ketchup, then the cheese is just terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
Rich, if you were going to make it, you could have got cheese.
I'm going to be in Seattle.
No, I thought Leo's was going to make it.
Well, yeah. Well, I was actually going to hop the counter and make it. I was formerly the cook there when they won Best of Philly in 1997, baby.
You were a cook there?
Yeah, I worked at Leo's.
Oh, you never said that you had kind.
Yeah,
you had what's that called again?
Disclosure. Conflict of interest?
Conflict of interest. You never disclosed you had a conflict of interest.
I'm sorry about that.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's all right.
That was one of those teenage jobs where it's just the fucking time of your life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What if you did teenage jobs for like the WCW?
That could be. Jeff Hardy was doing jobs when he was like 15. So, and I think Spicoli was underage when he did it too.
All right. So go to cameo.com and I'll do a video shout out. The show's ending like 12 minutes early. You're 14 minutes early. Go fuck yourselves.
What a bummer.
If you need Christmas gifts, go to Google AskDana.com, AskDana.com. And then when you get to her site, go to type in Raven. It'll bring up my eBay stuff. And then you can buy some Christmas stud gifts. And they'll probably make it there on time. Who cares?
Yeah.
Fan mail is fan mail at theraveneffect.com. Addiction hotline, 800-662-4357, and addictionandrecovery.org for all your addiction needs and stuff. Maybe you can buy an addiction tote bag. I'm kidding. Addiction's a serious issue. In fact, it's the third issue in my series of issues, along with other stuff. How's that?
Yes.
Where are we ranked anywhere, Feeney?
Let's take a look at the old reliable, chartable Raven Effect rankings.
See, because if we start 14 minutes early, we'll probably end just on time.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. We are 58th in the United States.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't remember. Did you ever see the Andy Kaufman special? Where he's doing a TV show, like it's a show within a show within the show. And he's like, okay. He goes, okay. And he's the host of the show. He goes, okay. Now, whenever I say okay, I want you to say okay. Everybody goes, okay. He goes, okay. 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 And no, you can't get him to stop saying okay because he can't stop saying okay.
Yeah. The great Andy Kaufman. Okay.
Okay.
58th in the U.S.
Okay, Corral.
75th in Great Britain. 60th in Germany.
Whoa. What are we in the U.S.?
58.
58?
Yeah.
How dare they?
We
should be at least 100.
30th in Sweden. Excuse me. 28th in the Netherlands.
Does it say how many people are listening? In Sweden or the Netherlands?
Not broken down by that, but I could get you the percentages if you want to know.
But yeah,
I'll get them in a second. But let's see what else we got here. We got
Ireland.
10th in Israel. How about that?
My peeps,
cracking the top 10, and we're also third. Well, no, I'm sorry. We were third in Qatar, but we've now dropped 49 spots to 52. So
we stuck.
That happened.
It was everybody going over there for the World Cup. Why our numbers?
It was the anti-social cutters that lowered that.
Right.
In Ireland we're 51st. We're also 51st in Mexico.
We're consistent. We're very consistent.
60th in Germany. Yeah, we got our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what percentage is 10 in Israel? What percentage of listeners is that?
Okay. Let me see. Download.
So of all the listeners in Israel, this is what, like 1%?
Okay. Last 12 months, geolocation. I can do all this stuff because I'm a podcasting expert. Well, no, actually, according to this, it doesn't even list Israel in our in the countries here, so that's interesting. But 77% of our listeners are in the U.S., 8% are in the U.K., 6% are in Canada, and 4% are in Australia, and the rest of the countries all have under 1%.
I thought you were going to tell us what percentage in the rankings you were. Like, if we're number 10, that's like 6% of the people listening in that country.
We're number 10.
We're at, well, here goes 10. Here goes the state rankings, if you're interested, for the past 12 months. The top states...
What's that noise, Rich?
It was an alarm.
The top states...
Was it alarming?
It was very alarming, yeah.
It goes California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, Michigan.
Wait, slow down. Go back to the beginning.
California is our number one state.
Yeah.
Liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is number two.
So we are liberal and right wing. We can cater to both.
Yeah. They're probably bigger in the cities where they're smart.
Then you got, well, would you like me to break it down by city, Rich? Because I can do that.
Sure. Yes, please do.
In what state? California or Texas?
In Texas. Texas.
All right, Texas.
I bet you Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, McAllen, and then like Odessa.
We got Houston's number one, San Antonio's number two, Dallas is three, Austin is four, and Fort Worth is five. Followed by Missouri City, Corpus Christi, Lubbock, Katy, and Carrollton.
Who's Katy? Katy Bartador?
That's Houston. That's part of Houston Metro.
I don't care. Go back to the States.
Okay.
Where's Philadelphia?
That's not a state.
Starting over.
Sure it is. State of intoxication.
Months, geolocation. So, United States. Pennsylvania is our fourth ranked state. And the cities go.
What about Georgia?
Well, in PA, the cities go Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Allentown, Erie, Glenshaw, York, Pottstown, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre.
Pottstown. I lived there when I was 2 years old for a year.
And
My peeps are still with me.
My former hometown, Sharon Hill, delivers 0.66% of the Pennsylvania listeners. So there you go.
What about South Dakota? That's got to be our low. No, North Dakota is probably our worst, or Utah.
Are we big in Bismarck?
What's the worst state? The worst state is Alaska.
That makes fuckers. Sense. And then, fuckers.
And then
Anchorage and Juneau.
Here's the bottom.
Why you gotta say, yeah, I know?
Here's the bottom 10. Alaska, Wyoming, South Dakota, Idaho, Montana, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Delaware, Vermont, New Mexico.
Delaware, and my peeps aren't backing me there.
Yeah, I wonder why it's so low in Delaware. That's odd.
Hey, aren't you from New Hampshire, Rich?
No, I'm from Rhode Island.
Whatever.
So here's our top rankings per city.
Is Rich drawing any Rhode Islanders?
Well, I'm going to get Georgia for you. We got Atlanta, Athens, Toccoa, Forest Park, Cumming, Kingsland, Marietta, Lithonia, Brooklyn, Fayetteville.
Yeah, but what's Georgia ranked in our states?
Yeah.
Georgia is 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
Georgia.
Georgia ranks 11th.
What about Rhode Island?
Yeah, where's that on the list? And what are the cities?
32. I'm getting 37. I'm guessing Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rich does not draw.
Yeah, Rhode Island.
Providence, Warwick, Pawtucket.
Rhode Island's pretty low. Johnston.
37.
Johnston, Woonsocket, Providence, Pawtucket, Cranston, Tiverton, Middletown, Portsmouth, Barrington, and Newport.
What's it ranked?
Johnston's our top city in Rhode Island.
You know,
really?
It doesn't have a number next to it, so I'm trying to count all the way down. So let's just say it's in the mid-30s or higher.
37, I'm telling you, it's 37.
So wait a minute. Johnston's bigger. We get more
listeners
from Johnston
than
Providence.
You're not a draw. Rhode Island doesn't draw.
It says more.
Hey, my hometown Pawtucket's right up there in the top
of Rhode Island, which is at the bottom. All right, so recommendation.
Nobody knows I'm from there. They all think I'm from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Rhode Island's 31st.
I told you it's 31.
Yeah.
But it's like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors.
And yeah, Johnston's the number one city in Rhode Island, Rich.
Weird. So weird. Know. And Woonsocket's up there too. Oh, Winnie Winnie, the land that town for the town that land forgot or time forgot. It's like the armpit of Rhode Island.
Okay, you got any recommendations?
They're listeners.
I gotta go pee.
I'm gonna recommend a book I started reading called The Greatest Sci-Fi Movies Never Made, which includes sequels to the original Superman Lives, John Carter of Mars, Star Trek Planet of the Titans, and so on. $6 Million Man movie.
John Carter of Mars was made.
Well, maybe in a different version, but not this one that would have been by John Favreau.
Nobody liked John Carter of Mars. I thought it was good. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty interesting book. You know, you see all the swings and misses, stuff you might have wanted to see. But I'll recommend that, and I'll also recommend Saturday, come out to the 2300 Arena. Raven's going to be there during the convention during the day, signing autographs and taking pictures and busting balls.
And Feeney will be there bringing me a Leo sub.
Yeah, I'll be hanging.
That he has conflict of interest with, but he refuses to announce.
I'll be hanging around Raven's table, you know, like a fly buzzing around your head. And then I'll be at the show.
Like a fly girl?
I'll be at the show that night, the Battleground Championship Wrestling Extreme Tribute Show or whatever the hell it's called.
I got to pee. Hurry up.
With a few friends.
Yeah.
So
get to the point here, Joe.
That's why I'm saying hello to Raven during the day and not at night when I'm at the show, because I don't want to be drunk and embarrass myself. So that's about it.
I want to see you drunk and embarrassing.
What's that?
I want to see you drunk and embarrassing.
All right.
Rich, what's your recommendation?
Spirited. I said that at the top of the program here this
week.
Yeah,
but nobody remembers what happened in this show, let alone me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Spirited. That's on Apple TV or Apple Plus or whatever the fuck it is.
I thought you said Spirit Air the first time you said it. I was like, what, Spirit Air? Ugh.
Well, it's at cheap flights.
Yes.
Yeah, until you buy a place for your bag.
Spirit Air is true. Like one of the lowest-ranked airlines. But do you know what the lowest-ranked airline is in the country?
Frontier.
9/11.
United. Probably United.
9/11 Airlines.
Oh, shit.
That's a terrible name. It reminds me of that tragedy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Is that too soon?
That's a Norm MacDonald joke, Rich.
Mm.
It's a great joke.
Yeah.
I'd like to recommend don't start the TV show or podcast without peeing first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to recommend once again Dirk Gently and Max Landis's Bright on
Netflix.
And also American Ultra and Mr. Right by Max Landis.
Mm.
And yes, I know he's canceled, but I don't know him personally, and I don't know what's going, you know, I don't know. I'm just recommending his Ovier. And if you have a problem with that, then stop listening to the guy, what's the guy's name? The Pete on the 14-year-old?
R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly. Stop listening. If you have a problem with my Max Landis recommendations, then don't listen to R. Kelly or Michael Jackson or Feeney.
Jimmy Page. I'd also like to recommend following Rich on Twitter, at Rich Bikini, to find out where the man is announcing shows, and then go ahead and watch those shows, because Rich does a dynamic.
Oh, and also,
thanks, Joe.
Also, watch Greg the Bunny. Watch Greg the Bunny, right?
Yeah, that was funny.
What about it, Rich? You think it's funny?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay,
it's flying out, but it was good.
Yeah, well, that's why it's good, because it won't fly now.
Right.
Raven's peace, love, and Greg the Bunny. Quote to Raven, line please.
Nevermore.
Max Landis.
I forgot. What is it?
Max Landis.
Line, please. Line, please.
Never snore.
Again, there's some miscuing going on in my headset. What is it? Forevermore?
Never snore.
Nevermore. Forevermore?
Battle of Evermore. Quote the Raven, the Battle of Evermore. That's from Led Zeppelin 4.
Yes.
Or Zozo, as it's also called.
Track number 3.
The end. Go to bed.